The World This Week, Politics.
Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, proposed a unilateral change to parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement related to the Northern Ireland Protocol, which averts a hard border with the European Union. There is no precedent for Britain breaching international law in this way. It may be British brinkmanship as talks over a trade deal continue, but Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Commission, said it might result in no deal at all. A fire destroyed the largest camp for migrants in Greece, Moria, on the island of Lesbos, leaving 13,000 people without shelter. Some 400 unaccompanied minors are being taken to the mainland. It is not clear what will happen to the rest. Plainclothes thugs abducted one of the leaders of Belarus's protests, Maria Kolesnikova. They drove her to the border with Ukraine and tried to expel her, but she tore up her passport to frustrate them. In Minsk, the capital, ambassadors from three EU countries stationed themselves in the flat of another leading protester, a Nobel Prize-winning writer, to prevent her arrest. Alexei Navalny, Russia's main opposition leader, who was poisoned last month and medevaced to Germany, was brought out of an induced coma and was said to be responding to verbal stimuli. Juan Guaido, who is recognized by many countries as Venezuela's interim president, urged a boycott of legislative elections in December, which the dictatorial regime of Nicolas Maduro is likely to rig. Some prominent opposition members may participate anyway. Andrew Holness, Jamaica's prime minister, was re-elected. His Jamaica Labour Party won 49 of the 63 seats in the lower house of parliament. COVID-19 suppressed turnout, which fell to 37% from 48% in 2016. The corruption conviction of Rafael Correa, who was Ecuador's president from 2007 to 2017, was confirmed by a court. The decision means that Mr. Correa cannot carry out his plan to be the running mate of Andrés Arauz, a left-wing candidate for the presidency. A court in Saudi Arabia commuted the death sentences of five men convicted of murdering Jamal Khashoggi, a dissident journalist, inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. Prosecutors said Khashoggi's family agreed to pardon the killers, who were instead given 20-year jail terms. But his fiancée, who lives abroad, said the ruling made a complete mockery of justice.